You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Some of you are joining us for the very, very first time. Welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you make a habit out of it. It's a good, good habit to get into. Already, and this is a little bit unusual, already I've gotten two flash messages. Now, this is Open Line Live tonight, by the way. It's BYOT, bring your own topic. And I've brought something very serious and very important that I want to discuss with you. But and we'll get into that in just a moment. But it is Open Line Live. And already I have gotten some flash messages that want to know where we got that beautiful picture. Where is that taken? Where did you get that amazingly beautiful photo that you're using at the beginning of the show tonight? Garrett in Australia, in Adelaide, writes that. Well, I'll tell you where that picture comes from. That's not a stock photo. I took that picture. I took that photo. I was up on top of a mountain range that you have to traverse. It's on East Timor, and if you're going from the capital city down to Vaiheke, East Timor, where I was the police chief at one point, that is on top of the mountains that you have to go through, and I was awestruck by it. Rainbow is just diving off a cliff into a valley below. I had never seen anything quite like that, but that's where that is. That's I took that picture, and you know, it was kind of interesting. On the island there, East Timor, most of the time it was unbearably hot. It was just hot, hot, hot every day and every night. But you could go up in these mountains. And at the spot where I took that picture, the temperature would be cool enough that you would need at least a windbreaker. You would need at least a light jacket. Well, that's where it's from. It's from East Timor, a marvelously beautiful island just north of Australia. If you if you're flying out of Darwin, Australia, it's about an hour and a half, 2 hour flight north out of Darwin, Australia. Well, as I said, I've got some interesting stuff, and not just interesting, some really, I think, very serious stuff to bring to you tonight, having to do with a flight, an airline flight, not the one you probably are thinking of. When I mention that it has to do with an airline flight, you're probably thinking of the flight that very tragically, we now know, crashed into the ocean, flying from Brazil to France, from Brazil to Paris. What a tragedy. But that isn't what this one is about. This is about a flight of a small regional airline. Very, very serious report. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I got another flash message that says, and this one is from Benny, B-E-N-I, in India. And it says, what the hell is with that hat? This hat is a gift from a good friend, Bill Rayling. You've seen my video interview with Bill. And Bill has, he was supposed to speak out at the Sedona conference, but he had conflicts with very important family schedule. His son was graduating from college, and he attended that. But he came to Sedona, drove all the way from California to Sedona, and delivered some night vision goggles for use, so that Ed Grimsley would have some extra ones for use, and it just increased the number that he had when he did the Skywatch. Well, he stayed one night and then left because he was headed back to, I'm not even sure he stayed, no, he didn't stay one night, he stayed one afternoon, took a nap, and then left to get back to his son's graduation. But it was raining while we were there, and it was kind of chilly. And we don't normally have weather like that this time of the year in Arizona. It was pretty unusual, and it was just nonstop raining. And as you can see, I'm somewhat endowed with flesh-colored hair. And I was cold, and I didn't have a hat, and Bill gave me this hat. Well, it just so happens that it's very hot outside here today in the Phoenix, Arizona area. Last I checked, it was 108 degrees. And our producer is has a nickname that he's been given by several people. They call him Chill Willie. And so he's got the air conditioner on, and it's like really, really cold in the studio if you're in short sleeves and bald head. So that's why the hat. That's what the deal. That's the Bill Rayling hat. All right, I told you that I want to present to you some information tonight that I think is really important information. It's very serious information, and then we'll open up the telephone lines. First, this is very serious information all on its own. But then I'm also going to show you how the press, how the media will bend things in one way or the other, in one direction or the other, through some little devices in language, so that they get you, hopefully, get you to have the right impression. They want you to have a certain impression from the story. All right, now this first story, this is the, I'm going to share with you two different reports, two different news agencies, two different reporters about the same event. Now, this happened on Friday, this past Friday, at about 8:15 p.m., and this report is from the Houston Chronicle. Now, I can't read all of it, but I can read you the headline, and I can summarize a couple of things and point out a couple of things. It says, Liberty County FAA to discuss report of object near plane. Now, if you're looking for this online, you probably will find it over at the Houston Chronicle website. That's probably where you need to go, the Houston Chronicle website. And check it out. The reporter is Mike Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. It's short, to the point, and very well written. Here is what is reported. The Liberty County Sheriff's Office were expected to meet with the FAA yesterday in order to discuss what a Continental Express pilot reported as, and I quote, and they have it in quotes, a missile or rocket flying near his airplane. He said that it passed within 150 feet beneath the airplane, beneath the aircraft. They didn't have to take any evasive maneuvers or anything like that. But the deal is, this guy is former military, so I think he knows what a missile or a rocket looks like. And I'm talking about the pilot now. And according to the sheriff's department there, because he was former military, he was able to get the accurate coordinates down really quick. And so they were going to meet with the FAA yesterday. Now, that is the Houston Chronicle report. Nothing in this report says UFO. Everything in this report from the Houston Chronicle, and by the way, Liberty County is just outside of Houston. And so this is in the greater Houston area. I mean, it's right close to Houston, okay? And so here you have an airline pilot, a regional airline, former military, and he says that at about 8:15 p.m. that on Friday, that a missile or rocket passed about 150 feet beneath his plane. And so they're going to meet with the FAA yesterday. I guess they did. I don't have a follow-up report on that. But I do have that story, that event, not that exact report, but that event, reported by United Press International. So that event made it onto the international press wires. The headline in the Houston Chronicle says, Liberty County FAA to discuss report of object near the plane, near plane. And it specifically states in the very first paragraph that the pilot reported a missile or rocket flying near his airplane. That's in the first paragraph. All right, now, when this gets out to the rest of the world, when this gets out to, you know, your newspaper, it's not likely going to be from the Houston Chronicle. It's likely going to be from an international press service like AP or UPI, something like that. Well, here it is on the UPI wire, and listen to this headline. Authorities reviewing alleged UFO sighting. Houston Chronicle, Liberty County FAA, Liberty County, comma, FAA, to discuss report of object near plane. UPI, authorities reviewing alleged UFO sighting. All right, now in the first paragraph in the Houston Chronicle, they quote the pilot as saying that a missile or rocket was flying near his airplane. In the second paragraph, it says that the pilot reported to the FAA that this object passed within 150 feet beneath the aircraft. All right, let's see how they do when they want to get it out to the wider public out there around the world. Now it's an alleged UFO. Ladies and gentlemen, this pilot did not allege that it was a UFO. This pilot specifically stated it was a missile or a rocket. Do you see the difference? You see the vast difference? So our first clue that this information that is going out to the world is going to be bent is right in the headline. Because this pilot did not allege this was a UFO. UPI alleged that it's a UFO. They made it up. It's just, you've heard me say that the media, they're the ones that invented all that nonsense about little green men. And then they invented little green men. That was not part of ufology. There's no UFO investigator or researcher that has ever put forth a story about having seen little green men. That is the invention of the media. But then they come back later and use what they invented as a way to ridicule people who do report UFOs. They use their own invention as a device to ridicule, as if someone in ufology ever talked about little green men. The only people that ever did that was the media. Well, here they've invented a UFO incident. Right here. I've got it right here. I don't know. Let's look. Tell you what we're going to do. Let's just go ahead and see if you can see it on this other camera. You see that? Authorities reviewing alleged UFO sighting. What utter, complete nonsense. All right, well, let's see how they do with their report. Their first paragraph. Now, I cannot quote the whole thing, but I have fair use. I can use parts of it. Here is their first paragraph, and I'll read both first paragraphs. In fact, let me just read the Houston Chronicle first paragraph. Here it is. Liberty County Sheriff's officials are expected to meet with the FAA on Tuesday to discuss a Continental Express pilot reported as a missile or rocket, and that's in quotes, flying near his airplane. Got it? Here's the UPI report, first paragraph. Police in Liberty County, Texas, say they are working with the FBI and the Federal Aviation Administration in a review of an alleged UFO sighting. How much more clear can it be that mass media, major media, gets it wrong and apparently gets it on purpose? Apparently they do it on purpose. First of all, it's not the police. There is a huge difference between police and the sheriff's department. Now, maybe you don't know that difference. You would expect a reporter would know that difference. The difference is a police department is a municipal department. That is a department of a city. It is not a department of a county. It's a department of a city. Now, there may be some place somewhere that has county police, but they certainly don't in Liberty, Texas, or in anywhere else in Texas that I'm aware of. The sheriff's department is the law enforcement for the county. The sheriff is an elected official. He is the highest law enforcement power in the county. This is the sheriff's office. It is not the police. So they got that wrong. And now they say the FBI is involved. That's pretty interesting. And the Federal Aviation Administration, very interesting, because they go on to say that they're all involved in a review of an alleged UFO sighting. The FBI says they don't investigate UFOs. They say that publicly. They say it often. The FAA says publicly and often they do not investigate UFOs. So what's going on here? Well, what's going on here is a very, very disturbing report. What's going on here is a report of a missile or rocket being fired at a commercial airline. And this is someone who's been in the military. The pilot is someone who's been in the military, knows what missiles look like, knows what rockets look like, and he says a missile or a rocket. That's what he reported. Now, that's very, very ominous, very serious, and it has happened right here in the United States in Texas, extreme South Texas. All right, now, they don't want you to know about that. That's what the Houston Chronicle reported. They reported what the pilot said. That's what they reported. It's scary. It's ominous. They don't want any panic around the country, and I'm not panicked. I don't think you're panicked, but it is scary. It is ominous, and they don't want you to know it. So when it goes out on the wire, they change it, you see, to the very thing they ridicule most of the time, and that's UFOs. When it goes out on the wire, they make it a UFO report. But they're not very, you know, I say all the time, if you people are going to use cover stories, for God's sake, get better script writers. The FBI publicly often says, we don't investigate UFOs. The FAA, remember the O'Hare UFO sighting at Chicago O'Hare Airport? Remember that? And remember when the FAA was asked about this, they said, well, you know, we don't investigate UFO reports. Well, here it is in the UPI that the police, which really should be the sheriff's office in Liberty County, say they are working with the FBI and Federal Aviation Administration in a review of an alleged UFO sighting. What they've done is they've obviously bent the news, and they got caught. I mean, you do this in front of me, you're going to get caught. They got caught. They bent it in order to take attention away from missile and rocket. Now, they do, in fairness, mention this missile or rocket in the next to last sentence. But they do it this way. The pilot, whose identity was not reported, said the object appeared to possibly be a missile or rocket. That isn't the case. This pilot, former military, knows missiles, knows rockets when he sees them. According to the Houston Chronicle, which is the local newspaper, more likely to get it straight because they know the difference between police and sheriff's office. And because they're there, they live down there, they say that the pilot reported it as a missile or rocket, not that it appeared to possibly be. So they're doing everything they can to bend this so that you don't continue reading it. It's a little device they do. They think that most people, once they see UFO, go, oh, yeah, all right, and just go on to the next page. They're not smart enough to know that about right at 80% of America is highly interested in UFOs. So in trying to bend this, and it's very obvious what they're doing here, in trying to bend it so that people will just ignore it, they use the very thing that about 80% of America is really interested in. Not too smart. It was not alleged to be a UFO. It was stated, it was reported to the FAA as a missile or rocket. We'll go open line when we come back. See what you think about this. Maybe you want to talk about last night's show or some other topic. Whatever it is, it's yours. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. All right, as I promised, we are going to go open line tonight. And by the way, my guest tomorrow night will be Jeff Peckman. They're kicking off this effort out in Colorado, a ballot. I think it's called a ballot initiative. But anyway, he's going to be talking with us about what they are doing and why they are doing it, and he'll be with us tomorrow night. And then that has to do with UFOs, by the way. And then we've got the author of, at least one of the authors, and maybe both, of the book called Witness to Roswell. Will be with us on Friday night. And we got a great week lined up next week as well. All right, but tonight we're going open line. I really wanted to talk with you about this, what I consider to be, first of all, a very serious report of someone flying missiles and rockets near commercial airplanes. It has yet to be investigated, but that the FBI is in on it now, and the FAA, of course, they don't investigate UFOs. We know that because they tell us that frequently and loudly, that they have nothing to do with UFOs. UPI, however, is reporting they do, and that they are going to be investigating and reviewing this report of an alleged UFO, which, by the way, no one except UPI alleged that it was a UFO. All right, we can talk about that, or we can talk about, I've gotten lots of email since last night's show, so I'm pretty sure there are people that want to talk about last night's show, and that's fine, or we can talk about whatever topic you wish to talk about within the genre of the Kevin Smith Show. So as I said last night, we won't be talking about, you know, auto mechanics or how to remodel your bathroom or, you know, how to fix your plumbing. But we will talk about things related to our genre. All right, let's go to the telephone and caller. Well, let's see. Our system is cycling here. It's doing some things. All right, here we go. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller. All right, then. We'll take that caller and move to the next caller. One. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
My name is Rich. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, Rich. Where are you calling from?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've been listening to some of your previous broadcasts and stuff on YouTube and on your site.
Mm-hmm.
But first off, I want to thank you because you make me think. And that's what I like about your show, because you make me think.
Well, good.
You know, the truth is, you know, that I want to believe, but the question is, on a lot of the stuff that I hear, is credibility, and who do I believe, and who do I not?
Well, I don't want you to believe. I don't want anybody to believe. You're talking about in UFOs? I don't, no one should believe in UFOs. Let me explain this. See, to say I don't believe in UFOs, that is not the same thing as saying I do not or I disbelieve UFOs. Both of those have to do with believing. If you believe or disbelieve, both of those are an act of faith. Now, here's the deal. You've seen doorknobs. Do you believe in them? No, there's no need to believe in them. They exist. You've seen Volkswagens. Do you believe in Volkswagens? No. Why? Well, because they exist. All right, so if you look at the evidence, at the actual evidence related to UFOs, there is absolutely no question as to whether they exist. There are lots of questions related to, okay, well, where do they come from? Who are they? What do they want? What are they up to? A lot of questions about that. Now, let me give you some examples. Would you expect that people that fly in space know if they're looking at something in space that is not us? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Would you expect that an astronaut would know if he's looking at a spacecraft that's not one of ours and not from Earth?
Well, my feeling is he's looking at something he's never seen before, and he doesn't know what it is.
So you don't think an astronaut knows a spacecraft when he sees one?
I don't think an astronaut would know a spacecraft from another planet he's never been to.
No, he doesn't know anything about what planet it comes from, but he knows whether it is a spacecraft that's built on Earth and launched. Look, they just like pilots on Earth can look at an aircraft and tell you, okay, that's a Russian Tupolev, or they can tell you that's a Chinese whatever. They've been trained to recognize them. You can look at a spacecraft and say that's an American spacecraft, that's a Russian spacecraft, that's a Chinese spacecraft. And then if you're looking at something that isn't like anything we build on Earth, you may not know where it's from, but you know it is not from Earth. Now, we have astronauts. Listen, I can play it. I can do it right now. I don't think you'll be able to hear this. Let me see. No, I don't have that hooked up. Okay. You may be able to hear this. Let's see. No, that's not going to work. All right, but I'm just listen through your computer or radio, and
okay.
I'm going to play for you I'm going to play a little clip here. This is the shuttle Discovery. You're going to hear the astronaut tell Houston, we still have the alien spacecraft under observance.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that clip.
Oh, okay. You've heard it? Well, I'm going to play it because there may be some people who haven't.
Questa è una registrazione radio dello shuttle decodificata o passata in chiaro per errore.
We are retransmitting the Space Shuttle Air-to-Ground Communication from Mission 20. This is WA3NAN.
Houston, this is Discovery. We still have the alien spacecraft under observance.
Okay, there it is. So we have Gordon Cooper, who was an astronaut, who in his fighter jet saw UFOs. You have several astronauts. There's also Kathleen, I can't think of her last name. She's an astronaut. You have her on video saying to Houston, the UFO is still out there. The other night I showed on this show NASA video where Houston is trying, there's three objects out in front of the shuttle. Houston's trying to get the astronaut to say that those are reflections on the camera lens, and the astronaut says, no, those are three objects. Okay.
It's funny that you bring that up. Like a couple days ago, there was on Fox News homepage a story exactly what you're talking about astronauts seeing stuff, and that was on YouTube. And they're saying this is proof, yet of course, Fox News is telling, the stories of the people saying, no, this is what we saw, it was a satellite.
That's Buzz Aldrin.
You were saying
That's Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin bounces back and forth across the lane. He gives an interview in the UK where he says they saw a UFO, and then he comes over here and denies it and says it was not a UFO, it was panels off the spacecraft. Buzz is back and forth, and you really, with Buzz Aldrin, which side he's on with his story, it just depends on the day of the week, I guess. But you've got tons of astronauts. And how about NASA's own website where they say that UFOs are normal in the space environment? And here's what it says, and I put this on the show one night, and I put it up on the screen, showed the link to their page on their website. Here's what it says. From time to time, astronauts have reported anomalous objects in space. These have been investigated by NASA, and in every case, NASA has not, listen carefully, not deemed them abnormal in the space environment. Now, if you have deemed that it's not abnormal, that is the same as I saying I have deemed that it is normal. You have Project Blue Book. Project Blue Book, a lot of skeptics quote it, and what they quote is all those reports that were explained away by natural means, natural causes. What they never refer to, but it is Project Blue Book, is Special Report 14 that lists over 1,000 cases, and these are the cases that were the best documented, had the most credible witnesses, like pilots, military personnel, etc., where they simply could not identify them, and they listed them as unknowns. Okay, so when you've got Project Blue Book listing over 1,000 unknowns that they could not explain away, what you have is an official U.S. document, an official government document that admits the existence of unidentified flying objects.
And I'll agree with you there, unidentified.
Well, that's what they are. What did you think UFOs means?
Well, that's part of the problem that I have. I love your guests. I love a lot of your guests. Some of them I like. Okay, yeah, come on. But
yeah, me too.
Question. Dick Criswell.
Okay.
I there's a lot of stuff that I want to believe, and there's a lot of stuff. And here's the real question I really wanted tonight was credibility. I mean, who's credible and who is not?
Well, credibility. Let me use an example. Do you have at least a $1 bill in your wallet right now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any hesitation going to the store and spending that if you want to buy something? You have any hesitation using that $1 bill?
Today, yes. I'm okay. I can use that, yes.
People use money every single day. People are killing people to get more money. It is, and killing themselves working 4 or 5 jobs trying to get more money. And it's an amazing thing. That's the most non-credible stuff there is, because its value floats, and there are literally billions upon billions of dollars in counterfeit money floating around this world. And yet, no one questions the credibility of the dollars in their pocket. Now, if what you're looking for is credibility, how about someone with a PhD in aerospace engineering who has flown in space and walked on the moon? Is that credible?
I know you're talking about...
Yep, we got to take a break. Hang on, we'll get to you right after the break. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back. We're talking with Rich in, I believe you said Salt Lake, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about Edgar Mitchell. And he's not the only one. You have to understand there are hundreds of high-ranking military people who have had above top secret clearance who have come out and said, this is real. What about the testimony of the number one top air intelligence officer on the planet at the time of the Roswell crash? Now, Jesse Marcel.
I put a lot of faith in that, yes.
Okay, he's credible. I mean, how in the heck can that guy not know a weather balloon? He obviously knows that it was not a weather balloon. And the press...
I agree with you totally on that, yes.
Yeah, the press was totally complicit in the cover-up because not one of them asked. Yeah. So the credibility is there. Now, are there fakes? Sure, there are fakes, just like there's counterfeit money. Okay? But does that mean that because there's counterfeit money, that no money should be trusted and we should not use it? No, we use it every day. Are there fakes?
About your show. Yeah, because you open up to a lot of things maybe I don't believe in, but I get to hear it all. And, you know, that's what I like about your show, because you don't discriminate against who's right and who's wrong. You let the listener decide, and I like that a lot.
Well, I appreciate that. That is what we try to do. If I were going to give you any advice, it would be, I don't think anybody should believe in anything related to UFOs or ghosts or paranormal. I think we ought to take the approach, it either exists or it doesn't. And if it exists, it exists.
Hello?
Yep, I'm listening.
Hey, my belief is that, you know, the facts are only what we experience.
No, they're not. No, they're not. You've never experienced the surface of the sun. But it's a fact that it is thousands of degrees Fahrenheit.
Because of what we are told.
Well, do you think you could fly to the sun and land there?
From what I am told, no.
Okay. See, reality is reality, whether we believe in it or not. Now, I'll give you a real good example. Have you ever heard of a car, a brand of car called a Tata?
Called a what?
Tata.
No.
Okay, well, they're made in India. And I know because I've experienced them. We use them in East Timor. But you haven't experienced it. So if you stand out in the middle of the road with a Tata coming at you and you say, I haven't experienced it, I don't believe it, what do you think's going to happen? The reality is going to impress itself on you. So reality is reality, whether we've experienced it or not.
And that's what it comes down to, reality and what is real and what is not.
Okay. I'm going to have to, we've consumed a lot of time, and so I have to go to other callers. But let me do one more thing with you. You heard about this jet that took off from Brazil, headed for Paris, France, and went down in a storm, right?
Yes.
Okay, did that happen?
I was told it happened.
Okay. What do you think? Did it happen? Would you have to be on the jet, crash, and die in order for you to accept that that's real?
Well, it's the same thing. As far as you read those media reports tonight.
No. Would you have to be on that jet, crash, and die in order to accept that it really happened?
Either that or on a boat sitting on the Atlantic Ocean watching it come down.
Okay, well, if that is the standard that you've set for yourself, then it's very, very difficult to function in society because...
Yeah, but it's at the same way. I mean, you tell us, and well, maybe not you tell us, but a lot of people in the UFO genre tell us that we believe things because they tell us to believe things. And so...
But I say don't believe anything.
What's that?
I say don't believe anything.
There you go. Only believe what you experience.
You should not even believe your experiences. Because belief and faith are the same thing. Belief and faith are two different English words that are they have exactly the same definition. And there's absolutely no religion required to examine evidence and know that that evidence is telling you the truth. If I put two apples on the table and then I put two more on the table and your eyes see that, the evidence is that there's four apples. So what is there that you have to believe about that? You know, there's nothing to believe. There it is.
Well, can I bring up one point, and then I'll let you go, because I know
yeah, quickly.
A lot of time.
Yeah, go quickly.
One of the things that I like, a lot of the guests that come on that speak of spirituality, there was a guy that took a picture of a UFO in California, 20 years ago? And he spoke a lot, not a lot about the picture, but about the spirituality and all that, and that sort of got me. And I like that. So sometimes I believe more of the people that speak of spirituality than speak of the facts. People speak of what they say is fact. I have a hard time believing, but people that speak of spirituality, I have an easier time feeling. And that may be in something in the human genre, in the human way of thinking. And I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I'll leave that to you and your listeners to decide.
Well, but there are people that are cut more that direction than I am. And I recognize that, and that's fine. Let me ask you this, and then I have to move on. When was the last time you saw a cow with your eyes and you believed it was a Cadillac?
Never happened.
Okay. When you examine, your eyes don't lie to you. When you examine the evidence, you can see clearly when someone is hyping something. You can see clearly when someone is not credible. And you can see clearly when someone is credible. And when you have credible people saying, this stuff is real, when you have that, saying, well, I don't know that they're telling the truth, and you have hundreds and hundreds of them around the world, highly credible scientists, astronauts, pilots, and they're saying this is real, and you have literally miles and miles of film and video footage of these things, to look at that and say, I don't know. Is like looking at four apples on the table and saying, I don't know that it's four. And, you know, I'll leave you with that. It's something to ponder. I thank you for your call, and thanks for listening to the show. And I do appreciate the different point of view. I appreciate it. Thank you much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting signals over here that I took way too long on a call, so I have to behave. So anyway, the telephone line is open, and we will be glad to accept your calls right now. 602-539-9580. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. Nice hat. Doug from Canada. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Doug. I'm glad you like the hat. I'll tell you something. Covering up that bald head up there has warmed me up a little bit. Well, thank you.
Kevin, there's been some UFOs around our neighborhood here in the last few weeks, eh?
Yeah, there's been a lot of UFO activity. Have you had some right around you?
Yes, actually on Saturday there was one over Manitoulin Island, about 30 meters across, 20 meters deep, cylindrical dish, classic gray. It hovered over 10 witnesses at a Native Reserve retreat. They were there fasting for some spiritual kind of shingding. And out of the people that were there, there were 10 people that witnessed it. Now, there were several others at this retreat as well, and one woke up the next day complaining of some physical discomfort in regions in which we can't mention on G-rated. So I've indicated to him to perhaps get some medical attention to seek out if indeed this is a result of perhaps being abducted. As you know, aliens abduct, or it's been reported there are more abduction cases with those who are sleeping than those who are awake.
Hey, can you hang on through the break?
Yeah, man.
Yep, hang on, and we'll be back with you right after the break. You'll hear music during the break. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and let's go back to Doug in Canada. Doug, are you still with me?
I sure am, sir.
All right, sir. Sorry we had to cut you off, but the break took over, so the mic is yours.
No problem. Yeah, just following up on that UFO sighting over Manitoulin Island, as you know, that's in sort of just above southwestern Ontario off of Georgian Bay, which is located off the right-hand side of Lake Huron, if people are familiar with the Great Lakes. It's a lake that is approximately 3.5 miles long, and the population of this island is mostly made up of the Native Indians of Canada in that region. I'm not sure if it's Mohawk or what. But they have a retreat up there, and each spring they hold a fasting retreat of which they would, of course, cleanse themselves in some way, in some spiritual sense, using perhaps tobacco, of course, as you know, is a sacred plant to them, so there could be other things. I don't believe, Kevin, that there was any hallucinogenics used with the fasting session with these people. So what they said to me, I truly believe occurred, because, as you say, it's not do you believe, it's what you see. It's facts. You can tell a car from a cow, unless, of course, it's the Cadillac, as you said, with the big horns on it in Texas.
You know, I grew up in Texas, and I never saw one of those except in the movies. I also never heard anybody talk Texas except for Lady Bird Johnson.
And a little bit of George Bush.
I'm not sure that's Texas. I'm not sure what it is. But, yeah, I never heard that Texas twang except in the movies and Lady Bird Johnson.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem, Kevin. Take care.
All right. Yeah. UFO sightings happening everywhere, all around the world. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario. You scared me there, Kevin. I was enjoying the music on the hold there.
What's on your mind, Kevin?
What's on our minds, indeed, I think, is what I wanted to bring up, and I think the mainstream had something to do with the mainstream media also. I'm starting to detect a paradigm shift in consciousness here on this planet, and I happen to think that people have been turning away from the mainstream media quite in droves. I think the ratings on the mainstream media are plummeting, and I think it's because people are starting to realize that what's being conveyed to them via Fox News, I'd like to change the O for a different vowel, and CNN and CTV and all these others, I think they're realizing that it's a bunch of Huey that's been coming over those airwaves. And
last year, their ratings, mainstream media ratings, were in the toilet. This year, they are down the toilet.
They're down in the sewer by this time. Yeah, I know. And it's because people know that what's being told to them through the mainstream media is nothing but lies and propaganda. And this whole fake war on terrorism and everything, I think people's consciousness is shifting. There's a consciousness shift. I think this is the kind of consciousness shift that the powers that be on this planet, call them the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, I think that they've been trying to prevent this consciousness shift, because I think they've been trying to do so for quite some time through the use of the mainstream media, through drugs, through the education system, through EMF radiation. And it's worked for so long, and I think our brains and our souls are finally saying that's enough of this stuff, and they're going to go through with this this shift, whether these elite like it or not. And I think it's a, for the main reason that it's a threat to their power structure. And I think they've been using the mainstream media for it. And I think that that's probably one of the biggest reasons for the UFO cover-up over the past 60-odd years. And by the way, that first caller tonight, if you want some credibility, by the way, buddy, you may want to check out Timothy Good's Above Top Secret, that the people that have reported the UFOs in that book, and where they come from and who pilots those things. I think it might give you a lot of credibility.
You sound like you're upset with him.
Yeah, because he's one of the very few people, I think, that have that have rejected this consciousness shift and have decided you keep saying putting their head in the sand. I say they put their head somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, but look, I say that too. In fact, I have a T-shirt that says, well, if your head is in the sand, your is in the air. just because, this audience is around the world. And yeah, everyone is at various levels of understanding about what is the evidence. Mm-hmm. Not everyone has read all the same books. Not everyone has heard all the same reports or seen the same videos. And not everyone perceives what, you and I can look at the exact same evidence and walk away with different perceptions of it.
Mm-hmm.
So just because somebody has a different view, that doesn't upset me. If someone wants to upset me, it can be done, but it's when they start making character assassinations and, you know, they tell me I'm lying or something. Once someone says that, you know, hey, Smith, you're lying, at that point they have to put up or shut up. You know, they got to put the beef on the table at that point. But, just because somebody has different perceptions of things, I don't think that means they're wrong. Different's not wrong.
No. Well, I have to say that consciousness, I think, is the key behind pretty much all the phenomena that we've been talking that we talk about on the Kevin Smith Show. I think the ghost phenomenon, I think the psychic phenomenon, the UFO phenomenon, the aliens. I think consciousness and heightened consciousness is the key to really understanding everything that's going on. And I think there's one documentary that came out in the last few months, I think, puts a lot of this into perspective. It's called Chematica. It's spelt, for those who have got a pen and paper, K-Y-M-A-T-I-C-A. It's a very good documentary. It's actually the sequel to Esoteric Agenda. And it puts consciousness and how we even manifest things through our own thoughts and consciousness on this planet. And that if there's ever going to be a change in the corrupt power system, and if the people want to change this new world order, I think it's got to be done on a conscious, quantum conscious level. And
okay, let me take what you're saying, mm-hmm. and let me show you how people are at different levels here, mm-hmm. Related to just what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
One of the gurus of new consciousness is Al Gore. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think they've used this mass consciousness to their own advantage too.
Okay, but Al Gore is one of the heroes of people who are very much into new awareness of consciousness and so forth. Mm-hmm. And Al Gore's a smart guy. I disagree with a whole lot the guy says. But, you give credit where credit's due. This guy is no dummy. He's smart. And he is one of the founders of a cable TV network called Current TV. And I've watched it generally. I like what I see on Current TV. And he was at a speaking engagement, over the weekend. Yep. And he was asked in the question and answer period at the end, he was asked this question by a guy, and I quote, "Do you believe that the extraterrestrial technology documents indicate has been discovered at the China Lake facility in California can indeed significantly reduce levels of CO2 as to halt global warming by 2099? Okay. Al Gore did not understand what he meant by extraterrestrial technology. So after the man explained to him that extraterrestrial means technology from UFOs, then Al Gore responded, "I personally do not. I don't." Okay, so here's a guy who's one of the gurus of new consciousness that was completely out of touch with this question about extraterrestrial technology. So he's at a completely different level in his understanding of the world and an understanding of technology and an understanding of phenomena than the guy who asked the question. And this guy who asked the question had gone to the conference and paid money, I guess, to be there to hear Al Gore. Okay? So we have people at all different levels here and all different perspectives when we look at this very big phenomena that we call extraterrestrial or paranormal. And, you know, it's not lockstep. Now, let me say this. I've said on this show that the old paradigm is in its death throes. We are watching it struggle against dying right now.
Yeah.
And I fully believe that. The only thing that keeps it going at all is there are people who still firmly believe in the old paradigm. Then another thing that keeps it going is there are people who know that paradigm doesn't work. It won't work anymore. But they don't have a whole lot of information and knowledge about this new paradigm that's coming. And so you have all these sort of stumbling, bumbling steps towards something new is what's happening. Kevin, I got to run, take the next call, but thanks for the call.
All right.
All right. Yeah, 602-539-9580. It is Open Line Live. Maybe you think I'm wrong about that. Hey, you know what? Here there is freedom of speech, and you can give me a call and tell me what you think about that. I will allow you to say what's on your mind about it, all right? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. What is your first name, and where are you calling from? Maybe if I push the right button. Hang on, caller. Now I've got you on the right line. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Jason from Macon, Georgia.
Hi, Jason from Macon, Georgia. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's on your mind?
I brought this up before with you, but when I was like 5 years old, my dad, you know, we'd sit out and look at the stars, and he explained to me that all these stars are suns, and there is no way that we can be the only people out here. And, you know, you look at our sun, and there's planets around it, and this is only in our galaxy that we are seeing these stars, and there's so much more out there that, I mean, when you go outside and look at the sky at night and see the stars, that those are all just suns for somebody else. And so, I mean, whenever he explained that to me when I was little, I just knew that, you know, there's something else out there.
You know, your dad sounds like he was very much like my dad. Is your dad still with you, or has he passed on?
Jason, I'm sorry, I'm losing.
Yeah, Jason, is your dad still with you, or has he passed on?
No, he's still with me.
My dad has passed on, but my dad was very much the same way. He had those kinds of conversations with me when I was little as well. Yeah, it doesn't make sense that in all that vastness, we are the only intelligent life. It just doesn't make sense. And in fact, there's a book called Probability One. A professor of mathematics and probability, I wish I could remember his name, it's Dr. Somebody, has written this book, and he's done calculations in probability regarding what is the probability that we are not alone in the universe. And what he comes up with is, he calls it probability one. In other words, it is 100% certain that we are not alone, based on probability. There are astronomers that say the same thing. And then there's people like you and me sitting outside with our dads, and our dads are telling us the same thing. I would be the most surprised person on this planet to find out for sure that we're alone. And I don't think we are.
I'm going to pass the same information on to my son. And, you know, when we go outside and look out, it's like, okay, when you look at our sun and then realize that all the stars in the sky, most of them, some of them are planets, but all the stars in the sky are suns. And then, but that's only in the Milky Way galaxy that we can see.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many others out there. It's just inconceivable to believe that, you know, we could be the only people here. And then I remember on the other, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, you had a guy on that was just saying that, you know, we were the only ones here. He was hardcore, you know.
I don't recall that. It was one of the guests or one of the audience that called in?
One of your guests. He was just like, he was so hardcore that we were the only ones here.
I don't recall that. Do you remember the name?
Because I don't. I wish I did. Because I would definitely say, you know, hey, this is what the guy was saying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it just absolutely made no sense if you just walk outside and look up in the sky and you're like, okay, we cannot be the only one.
Yeah, I can think of one name. It was probably 2-3 months ago, and I don't recall him saying that, but he would be that type. You know, if he said it, he'd be hardcore about it. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Kevin.
You bet. Listen
to your show. Thank you very much.
You bet. All right, folks, the telephone line is open for you. What do you think about? What's on your mind? Do you want to talk about any of the shows we've done? You want to talk about what we've been talking about here tonight? You got some other topic on your mind? It's BYOT, bring your own topic. So we will be more than happy to hear from you. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Stefan from Quebec City. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Stefan?
Fantastic. Kevin, I really have to applaud you for underlining the importance of everyone being on their own individual journey in all this and coming to accept the UFO reality. And also, I'm at the point now where, I hate to say this, but I don't even really care at all about the sightings anymore. I'm more into the realm of wanting full-on contact. Like, I mean, it's beyond even questioning and doubting for me anymore, and I'm sure it's the same way for millions of other people out there. And I'm wondering, you mentioned probability one earlier. I'm wondering, what do you think the probability is at some point we will have full-on contact at some point?
100%.
Because, sorry?
100%. It's 100% sure.
Like, everything is coming to such a way right now in the world in terms of politics, environment, war. I mean, I don't know how we could get ourselves out of this mess without some sort of outside help.
Well, actually, we can. The question is, will we?
Exactly.
You see, the messes that we're in are the consequences of decisions. The decisions that got us into these messes can be undone. Now, it doesn't mean that everything will instantly return to the status quo we had. But, for instance, if you don't want, you're in a fight and you don't want to fight, you withdraw from the fight and walk away. Okay?
That's right.
So, I mean, if you're in a business and it turns out that you've made a terrible decision, you can either decide to dump more and more and more money into this business and hope for the best, or you can see it for what it is and walk away and cut your losses. So we're not locked in to a future. We do have the ability to undo a lot of the messes that we've gotten ourselves into. But the question is, do we have the will? Now, I'm going to give you a real quick example. You're in Canada, but in Canada, you get the news from the United States, and you know that a great, great many, a vast majority of people here in the United States have really been on our government's rear about not securing our southern border.
Yep.
All right. Now they've taken measures to start securing it by requiring a passport to re-enter the United States. They didn't used to do that. You could just drive across the border and come back with your driver's license, and they're saying, no, it's got to be a passport. You got to have your passport or you can't come back in. Okay, well, how do you secure a border unless you first take the step of checking passports? You have to do that. And the people that are yelling loudest about it are the same people that were yelling, secure the border. So it's secure the border, but don't inconvenience me.
Right.
Okay, now, my point is, can we secure the border? Yeah, we can. Can you do it without inconveniencing people? No, you can't. All right, so just as decisions were made to not secure that border, now decisions have been made to secure the border, and people who were saying we want it secure don't like the measures. You see what I'm saying? Now, there are people that made decisions to get us into this war, to that war, into this alliance or that alliance, and now, you know, people all over the country are saying we shouldn't be here, we shouldn't be there, we should not be allied here or there. But once you make a decision that you're going to pull out of whatever it is, there will be consequences for that decision. Now, when those consequences befall you, the same people who said, make this decision, start screaming that it was a bad decision. The press could not say enough good about Obama. They did everything they could to put Obama in office. Me and my friends said, watch them. As soon as he's in office, they'll turn on him. And they've begun to do this now.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we get out of these messes? Yeah, but our fickleness is something well known to those we elect, and you know they are not really anxious.
The world coming at us, and we're not willing to step off the highway.
Yeah, well,
you know,
will we change? I don't know. Could we? Yeah, we could. And look. There will be some drastic changes just by an unambiguous contact between Earth and extraterrestrials. Unambiguous so that the whole world sees it. It's on TV. Everybody knows about it, and it's official. There will be vast, immediate changes in the way people think. But
I certainly hope so, because I don't want to reincarnate into another life and find that this mystery is still going on.
Yeah, but now, I don't think that I've seen any evidence that ETs are going to rescue us from ourselves.
Well, no, I mean, that would be counterproductive to our growth, but I mean, even just to inspire us in some way, to influence us, that would just be fantastic.
I agree. Stefan, we have a break. I've got to step away for the break. I want to thank you for the call.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, man. All right, folks. We'll be back right after this, so don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Our call-in line is 602-539-9580. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Rick from Kentucky.
Hi, Rick.
First of all, I want to say there's no doubt in my mind about the UFOs. I saw them 2 weeks ago, and they're real. I'd like to go back to the first thing you had on the show about the rocket around Houston that passed under the plane. You know, we talked in Sedona. I've been a pilot for almost 30 years. And if I were the pilot that had that happen to him and a rocket went under my plane, I would be seriously angry with UPI or somebody.
Well, and he may be. Yeah, he may be. Now, you know, let me state in fairness, UPI did mention in next to the last sentence of their article a missile or a rocket, but they said the pilot said it appeared that it could possibly be a missile or a rocket. That isn't what he reported. What he reported, according to the Houston Chronicle, what he reported to the FAA was it was a missile or a rocket. And that it went 150 feet under the plane, and he jotted down the coordinates immediately. And, you know, it was UPI that invented the story that the FBI, that well, the police of the county, which they don't have, so it's the sheriff's office, the FBI and the Federal Aviation Administration are reviewing a report of an alleged UFO. Now, that's not what they're reviewing. The FBI has publicly stated they do not investigate UFOs, which we now know from documents is not true. We have heard the FAA say repeatedly they do not investigate UFOs. So here you've got this report that the FBI and the FAA are going to review this report of an alleged UFO sighting. I mean, the whole thing right up front tells you, you know, hey, we're going to bogus this up and try to get your attention off of the missile and the rocket.
Yeah. The thing that concerns me most, I guess, is the first thing I thought of when you stated it was TWA Flight 800, and what about the Brazil to France flight that went down?
I thought about both of those myself.
Our military is testing weapons all the time, and they do it at sea, they do it on land, they do it whatever. Well, you know, Flight 800, there's a big controversy whether it was shot down or not.
Well, you had military personnel that were witnesses that stated they saw a rocket or a missile streak across the sky and impact that jet. You had police officers that saw that. You had other pilots that saw it. And it was totally discounted. And they said, oh, no, that's not what it was.
Yeah. And it concerns me. I fly a lot. And if that had been my plane, it had gone under. I'd been calling President Obama.
Well, I'll tell you something. He reported a missile or a rocket. You can bet President Obama has been briefed by now.
I would say he probably has.
Yeah,
probably.
And this is going to be a full-on investigation. Even if we don't get the reports of how in-depth it goes, you can bet that this investigation will go right down into the boots. They're going to find out as much as they can, as quickly as they can.
I hope it's not like the investigation into TWA 800. It was turned over to the FBI, and they more or less swept it under the rug. And they have the power to do that, and we'll never know what happened.
Yeah, yeah, but you know. The military investigators know.
Yeah.
They know. And so they will find out about this. They will know before this is over.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Good night, Kevin.
All right. Yeah, it's troubling. I mean, was this a stray from a military test? Was this someone that happens to have access to that sort of stuff? What was the deal? The telephone number is 602-539-9580. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first, well, hang on, your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Aaron from San Antonio, Texas.
Hi, Aaron from San Antonio. Are you listening to us over Dewberry Jam Radio?
No, I'm listening on the webcast.
Okay.
I guess that's the radio.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about the that story with the missile. I just want to throw something out here. Maybe think it's crazy, but I know our missiles are pretty accurate. They, especially the Patriot, they would shoot the Scuds. And that was nose-to-nose pinpoint accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
They said that was like shooting a bullet to a bullet and the bullet hitting it.
Yeah.
So my thing is, what if it wasn't shooting? Because he was going northeast to, I think, Greentown.
Okay.
I think the... So if he was nose-to-nose, because the report says it was flying straight. And so I guess... That would be straight at him?
Yeah, I don't have those details, so I don't know. I don't have those details.
Okay. Well, I guess if it's either going straight at him, maybe the missile was going behind him, and something was behind him that was tailing him. So that's just something I want to throw out there.
Well, it could be. I think. Could be. I don't know. The only details I have are these two press reports. I think it the incident itself is quite disturbing. However, it's also quite disturbing to me, and I think to a lot of people, to see how the media is trying to twist it and make it something that it's not. And you know, it's not an alleged UFO. It is not. And the pilot never alleged that. And UPI, I guess, either dreamed this or just fabricated it out of whole cloth. I don't know. But he never alleged that it was a UFO. And he did not say it appeared that it possibly could be a missile or a rocket. He said a missile or a rocket passed underneath his aircraft. And so, you know, what's wrong with just giving it to us straight? The Houston Chronicle reported it straight. What's wrong with UPI that they can't report it straight?
Well, I think it would be embarrassment largely, especially if it was one of our missiles.
Well, it'd be a great embarrassment, but, you know, they just need to give it to us straight. We're big boys. We can take it.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, thanks for the call.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. 602-539-9580. 602-539-9580. It is Open Line Live. We will talk about any subject that's within our genre. The whole thing with that report of a missile or a rocket is within our genre because UPI said it was a UFO. Alleged UFO. So that brought it into our genre. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Don calling from Phoenix.
Hi, Don.
How you doing tonight?
Doing well, sir. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Was that the Drake equation you were trying to think of earlier?
No. No, this goes beyond the Drake equation. This is a new book that within the past year, a new book that's out. I wish I could remember the professor's name, I can't remember. It's a very short name. I think his last name has like three letters in it, but I can't remember his name. The book is called Probability One. It's not the Drake equation. It goes beyond that. And, but he came to the conclusion based on the mathematics of probability that there is absolutely no probability that we are alone.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a little common sense that plays in there. That, my God, we live in an endless cosmos, yeah, universe. You know, it's even if it did end someplace, you know, even an end has an end. So what's on the other side of the end? It's just, you know, it's mind-boggling to think that we would be the only one in the cosmos.
It would be beyond my ability to imagine. I cannot imagine that we're alone. It's just beyond my ability to imagine it.
He's just a very young kid, you know, as many kids did, you know, just sit back and you lay back and you look up in the night sky and you ponder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it doesn't end, my God, it's mind-blowing. You think of everything as having an end to it, you know, and, you know, like I say, if it does end, even an end has an end to it. So what's beyond the end? So it just...
Well, it may be like Dr. Michio Kaku said here on this show, and he said it in his books, that his view is that our universe is like one soap bubble.
Right.
In a dish that's full of soap bubbles, each one of them a universe. And so what's beyond our universe? Another universe and another and another and another.
Another dimension and another dimension and another dimension, the parallel
mm-hmm.
dimensions we live in.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, he may be right about that.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, God, we'll never know, I guess. I don't know how we can ever know. I know there's a lot of physicists out there who sits up on that mighty pedestal of theirs and thinks that they know everything, but, you know, in reality, we don't know anything, and we never will.
Well, we know a few things, but what we know is really, truly microscopic. What we know compared to what there is to know, if you look at what we really know and compare it to all that there is yet to know, we're on the nanoscale. I mean, we know so little.
That's what I was saying. Basically, we're on a level of knowing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really nothing in comparison to what there is out there, information that we can know, or I don't know. It's mind-boggling, and the more you think about these things, the more you just get frustrated. And
well, it makes it exciting, though, because there are people who think, okay, is this all there is? In fact, you remember that song from years ago, Is This All There Is?
Yeah.
No, this is not all there is. I mean, there is so much more to know and so many frontiers yet to explore it's a very exciting thing, and it's a very exciting time to be alive. Don, we have a break taking over. Got to run. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
We'll be back, folks, right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live tonight. That means BYOT, bring your own topic, and we'll talk about it as long as it's within our genre, all right? 602-539-9580. That is the number to call, 602-539-9580. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Avi from New Jersey.
Avi from New Jersey. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah, it's a really interesting show tonight, and last couple nights also. Jerry was amazed, was really amazing yesterday.
I agree.
I wanted to mention something. I was looking on the internet. This is somewhat different topic here.
Okay, speak directly into your phone. You're a little bit weak.
Okay.
There you
go. Is
that better? Much better.
Okay, so sorry. So I was watching the Arizona Time Portal video on his website there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was listening to the interview. I decided to do a little my own little research there about, you know, time travel and any anecdotal, you know, anomalies, things that might have happened before.
Uh-huh.
I came across a story about someone called Lucy Lightfoot. Have you heard about that at all?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's a story about a lady from, let's see if I can find it here. Well, basically, the story about the Isle of Wight. There was a woman who lived there. It was in the 1800s, and had apparently, it was in church, there was a storm, and there was a some kind of a cruciferous stone and a little sword, which was like an ornamental, I guess. A story, I can't really say exactly, but this is a story on a website I found from the UK, and it talks about how she might have been transported back to the time of the Crusades, they think, because, that there was this stone that, that was being described. It's strange, but there's another story, in addition to that, about has more to do with teleportation, kind of a story by a Filipino soldier, and I think someone mentioned this a few months ago on one of your shows, Gilbert Perez, in the 1500s. He was a soldier and from Manila, I guess, and he found himself suddenly in Mexico, and I don't know. I remember I read Michio Kaku's book. What's that called? The most recent one.
The Physics of the Impossible.
That's the one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very interesting book. And I was thinking about time paradoxes and how, you know, we're told there's all these things that aren't supposed to happen. You know, you're not supposed to be able to do this or that, and how what we think we know about time.
Yeah.
And space, too, I guess. And I also heard about, you know, your Ancient Energy show with, what was it, about ley lines. And I would always wonder, you know, what are these things, you know? How do they work? What's the Mystery Castle and the other stuff?
Very mysterious stuff, isn't it?
It's really weird, it's really interesting, and it's hard to ignore for me because it tells me when I, you know, NASA's Chandray X-ray, they found these Birkeland currents, or whatever they're called, strange dark plasma with really hot plasma, or they call it dark matter, going through these, and this is in deep space, right?
Yeah.
And I just think maybe they come into the solar system, they get distorted by all sorts of, you know, radiation here, and, well, they might touch the Earth in certain places, right?
Okay.
I don't know if we've ever decided, our science probably hasn't ever decided to look at it more seriously, because they probably... I'm just speculating. Maybe they don't think it's important, you know, or that it's not.
And what would be the focus or the I guess let me put it this way. If it touches the Earth, so what? What would be the importance there in your mind?
Well, I'm thinking of places like Bermuda Triangles and places around the Earth where spontaneous kinds of, well, what we might call spontaneous things might people might disappear and things like that.
Yeah, okay. So maybe that's what's behind these portals that people report. Is that what you're saying, that maybe that's what's causing these portals?
It might be being taken advantage of by those ancient who knows who from out there that knows how those energies work.
Mm-hmm.
But also there might be some natural ones that are just sort of kind of happening, and where you might find yourself accidentally near one, and you go through, and whoops, you're gone.
Yeah, really.
You mean like Flight 19 flying years ago, and you know the story over the Atlantic, and it was gone.
Yeah.
Familiar air.
Yeah, there's been a lot of weird stuff like that around the Bermuda Triangle. Lots of it. I have to take the next call, but I want to thank you for calling. Most fascinating. And don't wait long to call again.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I think we've got time for one more call. And there was a call coming in that the system didn't take because I was already on the air with somebody. 602-539-9580. We have time for one quick call if you wish to call in. 602-539-9580. And let me say that it has been absolutely fascinating this evening, taking all these calls, and I want to thank everyone who has called in and contributed to the discussion. From Germany, Andy says, it was Frank Drake and his equation. I'm familiar with Frank Drake and the Drake equation. The title of the book is Probability 1, and it goes beyond the Drake equation. This is, okay, from Germany. Okay, that it was a link. All right. This one from Sweden. Hello, Kevin. I just want to say that the man's name is Dr. Amir D. Axel. That is correct. Ding, 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 ding. So go look up the book called Probability 1. It is written by Dr. Amir D. Axel, A-C-Z-E-L. A-C-Z-E-L. Axel. Absolutely true. I said he had three letters in his last name. It's four. I miscounted. That's absolutely true. He is a professor here in the United States of America, and he wrote the book Probability 1. You need to take a look at it and take a very serious look at him. It's a fascinating, fascinating book. As I said, I want to thank everyone who has participated in tonight's show. You make the show. This show is you. It's about you and what's on your mind. And you make it happen. And I want to thank you from all around the world. We've had responses with flash messages. We've had telephone calls. And you make it happen. You are the best guest that I ever have. Tomorrow night, I've got Jeff Peckman as my guest, and Jeff will be talking with us about this petition that he is beginning to circulate, or will be beginning to circulate, out in Colorado, and it has to do with, I think it's called a ballot initiative, and has to do with recognizing formally some things and features about the whole UFO phenomenon. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, and tell your enemies. Bring them all. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.